Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
3 years ago, retired Judge Sheila O'Brien asked to have a special prosecutor appointed to investigate the Jussie Smollett case, and for that matter, Kim Fox's office handling it. Now, after five convictions, a 60-page report, and 100,000 pages of documents, plus 40-plus interviews that Dan Webb went through, he was on with us a little while ago, we have his report. It is damning. Retired Judge Sheila O'Brien was the one that got this thing going, and she joins us for a few moments here on WGN. Sheila, thanks for being on the air. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Good morning to you and to all of your listeners.
At the end of my conversation with Dan Webb, I said, what do you think this sentence should be? And he demurred. Do you have a response to that?
I don't. But first, thanks to Dan Webb for doing all the great work he did. I don't. But lots of people are talking about jail time. So that's going to be an interesting, we'll see. We're going to see what kind of recommendation Dan Webb makes.
And I don't suppose, and he said, you know, it won't be my decision ultimately anyway, it'll be up to a judge. But when
Correct.
I said, at the end of the day, we have five convictions for disorderly conduct, he said, yeah, but that's just the language we use for these felonies. When you're lying to the police and the city commit Right. that many resources, this is a crime larger than disorderly conduct sounds. I presume you would agree with that.
I do. This is a larger issue. It's really looking at our court system and the lawlessness on our streets. Kim Fox lied to all of us about this. And if she'll lie about this, she'll lie about anything. If you're a liar and you're in public office and you're a lawyer, that's really a bad combo. But let's expand our horizon. Kim Fox was put into office by the county board chairman, Tony Preckwinkle. She is Tony Preckwinkle's puppet in many ways. And Tony Preckwinkle and the chief judge, Tim Evans, and Kim Fox have created a system of lawlessness in our county. They run our courts, and they're running our courts into the ground. So they have changed our bond system, which they have no right to do. The legislature should do that. And Kim Fox will not prosecute crimes of property. Now, that's lawlessness at the top. We have laws, and they are creating a culture of lawlessness. So Jussie Smollett is a small portion of that, but it was so obvious that that's why I jumped in. But this is a very, very big, big picture. And this is Jussie Smollett's just the tip of an iceberg.
Yeah, I take that point. And you mentioned the chief judge here, too, who doesn't get the attention that Kim Fox has been getting on this. And yet the notion that these small crimes don't get prosecuted is underlying all of this. Should we pay more attention to his handling of these cases?
Absolutely. And he's a nice guy, but he is so wrong on this. The person to watch on this is Tony Preckwinkle. She is the mastermind behind this. And, you know, this is age-old political corruption. They want to consolidate their power. Tony wants to, she's mad that she's not mayor. She's angry and she's got a grudge match with Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot's not in charge of your courts. Tony Preckwinkle is. She put Kim Fox in there and they've got Tim Evans roped in now. And this lawlessness is, they've created a problem. And now you hear Tony get on the news and she'll say things like, I need help from the federal government to solve this problem. I mean, that's classic corruption, because then she'll hire her friends when she gets the grant to solve the problem that she created. Okay, so this is a bigger picture. It's how can we get more money for our power to hire our friends to solve a problem that we created? And if we just expand our horizons a little bit, you're going to see that picture. That's what's going on. And it's pathetic because you and I pay for it, but the lawlessness on our streets is what is really happening.
Do you think different people in those offices, chief judge, Cook County Board president, and state's attorney, if different people were in those offices, do you think there would be an appreciable difference of the smash and grabs and carjackings in Chicago?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Connect the dots for me.
Well, first of all, they'd get prosecuted. And, I mean, where she's not prosecuting crimes of property. Okay. Number two, when they when you, the cops arrest somebody and take them into bond court, Tim Evans removed the judges in bond court who disagreed with the new way of doing things. He reassigned them. Apparently, four judges said to him, this is not the law in Illinois. We can't do this. And he moved them to another courtroom. At Kim Fox's office, the head of the appellate division told her that what she was doing about the Jussie Smollett case was illegal. He got fired. So, yeah, we need to get new people in these jobs. But you got to look at who they're benefiting, and that's Toni Preckwinkle. Toni is behind this. Because she's the funding mechanism for the state's attorney's office and for lots of our courts. She funds them. So it's, yeah, we need new people in power.
I am willing and I want to believe you, and I think I do, Sheila, but you sound so politically motivated in your conversation to me right now that I wonder if what you're saying is if something else is going on here other than just incompetence at the state's attorney's office or corruption at the county board president's office.
Well, maybe I've watched too many crime movies, okay, or been in public life long enough to understand that people do things for a reason, and you need to ask, why are you doing this? Why are you letting criminals out? And the answer, we can't get an answer on that.
Well,
why are you doing this?
Okay, I'll play the devil's advocate here. Here's the two reasons why we do it. One, because we can't jail the problem. We don't even have space for everybody who's committing a sub-$1,000 crime. And by the way, if we did jail all of those people, what's the plan for when they get out? We need to take a longer view, has said Kim Fox. What would you say to that?
I would say to her that you do have space in your jail. Your jail's not full. It hasn't been full for a long time. You've got a lot of space in that jail. Secondly, you still need to prosecute those people. She is not prosecuting them. She is not bringing them to the court. She's saying, I will not charge them. That is different than saying, let's think about what kind of sentence to give people. So just saying, I'm not going to do it, that's not the answer. The answer is think of what creative ways to do it and to not have to incarcerate people. She's not doing that job.
You said that she is a liar, her office is chaos, and she should resign. I suppose you still stand by those comments?
Well, I said that based upon Webb's report. That's not just something I thought. I looked at Webb's report, and it's really, I mean, John, did you read it? It's so distressing to read it. It's very, very sad.
What should be the recourse? Here's my last question for you, Sheila. We asked Dan this question, too. Should we leave it up to the voters to decide, or is there a way to remove her from office?
I don't know. That's a good question. Removing her from office, I haven't researched that. Yes, the voters ultimately are the arbiters of what kind of government we have. But I think there's other ways legally. For instance, if you're a property holder in Cook County or you've been the victim of a property crime, let's say you could go into court and ask for a mandamus action to force her to obey the laws of Illinois and to obey the theft laws of Illinois.
Oh, that's interesting, because if I'm the victim of a crime less than $1,000, maybe nothing happens. And there's a mechanism by which I could demand some justice. What did you call that?
Yes, it's called a mandamus action. So if you're, let's say you're Jack Lavin, you're the head of the Chamber of Commerce, I'm surprised they haven't gone in and gotten some civil action. They could go in and file a mandamus action against Kim Fox and ask the courts to force her as a public official to obey the laws of Illinois. Now, obviously, that takes resources to do that, and it's a process. So I'm rather surprised people haven't thought of that, but I hope somebody does it.
Well, maybe that's my next. Maybe that's my next call. Happy holidays, Sheila O'Brien.
Thank you, John Williams. Happy holidays to all of you. Let's hope. Let's let things turn around.
Yeah,
a little
amen
bit.
To that. Yeah. Yes. Take care, Sheila. Bye now.
Thanks. Be well.